exactly on the
plate.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should I bring my pen
yeah,
too?
Yeah, no, it's for me. You just have to mix it.
Okay.
I got my mouse.
I also got my mouse, but I don't hate my mouse.
I do.
Come on.
There we are.
My laptop is crashing.
Damn computer.
Help, help, help.
Let's just check one more time. Can hear me.
Actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know.
Switch it on again.
Check. Okay, I think it worked.
Test, test.
Yes.
So you all read what we're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna make a remote control.
Yeah, that's
I think my laptop is a bit edgy.
I just made a simple presentation. We also put some things in it. How does this work? I don't know.
One most to right, yes, this one.
That's right.
Yes.
Press F11.
Oh, cool. Okay. So that's my name, notable. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So we look how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. We also read what this did things or
yes.
Not yet, okay. So yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user-friendly, now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is in the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's the specifications of the components and the properties and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's exactly, you know what it is, it's exactly how it looks. Okay, so now this is these are two smart boards with the introduction of that one. You already saw, you know all that you can put things in the RAID project map?
Folder, yes.
Folder, okay. So now we can look at that one. Okay. So what are we going to do first? So you can read.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out. And you have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay. So first, let's show you. Maybe you can come here to have a look how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a new page. It's okay. It's pen format. And then get different color keys. I don't know. I just take pink. Oh, that's not pink. Okay. Oh,
purple.
Purple. Okay. And slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant. I don't know what it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And this. Something like this? Oh no, no. Yeah, okay. Because I like.
A pink elephant.
This takes some. Okay. Use this one. It's a bit slow, you can see this.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't, yeah, just use it like that.
Okay.
Just a format you can use it and make.
Okay, and then what's the color?
It's a format.
Be water.
No, it has to be an animal, so if it's it should be
it's an
snake.
It's
so
an animal,
okay.
It lives in the water. So I first draw the water.
The water is important.
Okay, now. Not the animal. It's a fish.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, we're next.
Do you have to write down why? Ah, that doesn't matter. Just it's to get used to the whiteboard. That's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page. Yeah, not too far to the pen top.
Let's make it.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that. No, to the. Yeah.
To the back.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No, it's
a
dog.
A sheep?
Not a hat.
We only have 25 minutes, so.
Take it easy.
Okay, I'll make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, then you don't have to. Okay.
I just draw the pig, I think.
Okay, that's it.
More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
I
what these pens would be, just you write it down and you download it to Word. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
I know, but
yeah,
I
it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in type words. In
yeah,
words. So
but
it's
just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So
you
it's not that
you
cool as I thought it would be.
You can't edit in the edit it in Word.
No.
No.
Ooh. It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
half
past 10.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay,
nice.
Perfect.
Yep.
Oh, this is definitely the best one. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros.
Excuse me.
And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The prediction costs about half the price of selling price, sorry?
No, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So, we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are in the remote control, the first of these and everything. So think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from the not with the television, we sell it apart.
I think it's, I'm not sure, it's not.
Yeah,
it
probably would be universal.
And only television? Or more devices?
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros, so not sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know, you can buy a universal control.
Okay,
for
so we just
pay
just
euros.
Say it's a universal remote
yeah,
control.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything. Just
okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote control.
Yeah, probably. Not just the TV.
No, just everything.
Okay.
It's easy.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's a remote control? It's a black thing with some buttons on it. It's not nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well,
or
I thought about making it the same as style as the television, which has we don't have the same television all the time. So, that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are gonna use it, so it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay.
Nothing frustrating then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has to have a lot of functions. So. We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have. That's
or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about a one you can
fold open,
okay,
where you can see
cool.
more options.
Maybe it's for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something
okay.
On top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
or
good.
You could
yeah.
Think of an a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Oh,
yeah,
maybe
you can make a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay. But it's not too
like
expensive to put a touch screen on.
Yeah,
but
maybe
it's not reachable, I think. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and
yeah.
get
so
often broken.
And if you have a touch screen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fragile.
Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not
no.
kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea.
Maybe
just put it on your
yeah.
television and just recharge. You never
yeah.
have to use any
maybe
batteries.
Maybe that's a good idea, but yeah, we have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how
yeah.
How expensive
yeah.
Is a normal recharger?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone recharger?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's
yeah.
probably expensive. But I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe
yeah.
it's too expensive.
Because
yeah.
well,
yeah, but the home station is a really good idea. Because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now
yeah,
you can put it always at the
yeah.
same place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it separately.
You can yeah, you can buy it with.
Yeah,
it.
But I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge. Just
yeah.
put it in a station, or you can change the batteries.
Oh yeah.
The option, this is the option. That's cool.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable, the buttons on usual places, the on-off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has it be has does it has to be have to be like. A different
yeah,
form
I
than
I
a normal remote controller.
I don't know.
Well,
if
I think we have to look at that because, well, you can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own
yeah.
Looks, but it's very hard.
Yeah,
to
if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Mm.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place. Like on off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block,
yeah.
and then the volume obviously on top so you can see, but the rest is you don't use that often. So if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is. Buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the
yeah, yeah,
the functions.
Said.
Yeah,
yeah,
just for
on
the
top
TV
are the
and just
yeah.
the basic options on top. And
basically,
you fold it
when
open.
I'm
but
watching
maybe
TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Yeah,
so
maybe it's very
like
hard to make it full open and to look like it's very.
If
very nice.
If you make it
maybe
fold
it's
open, it's all also the strength is not as good as a
no,
normal.
No, that's why. So maybe you have to keep it like a square. It's normal remote control kind of.
Okay, but yeah.
But think
yeah.
about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So.
Okay.
Some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user only the looks and the?
I don't know what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all that things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah, there's also about strength.
Yeah.
And
I also wrote down some stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical
for
strength.
That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of.
Do you want to do with your remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down. Some of these.
Yep.
Yeah. Just is that okay?
Okay.
Yep. There's already a document in the folder.
So see you in 30 minutes.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square. So your laptop.
Oh. Didn't say that.
No, sorry.
Your fault.